Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Well, I want you to talk about just this tendency that we even as Christians have to just, you know, probably because of the culture, the news, the movies, we become so suspicious and paranoid that we are really quick to make hasty judgments. But Scripture is really clear about not doing that. Why do you think we are so quick to do that?
Well, I think we're so tuned into the media. Mm. You know, we've just come off the Jodi Arias case, and a lot of people were following that. But, you know, we were following what we were being fed, and that's how it is in every case. You know, the Boston bombings, you know, we were digesting what we were being fed. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, there are some cases where we're told to make judgments, you know, about things. We're supposed to be discerning. Yet, you know, we tend to just take what's right before us and kind of compile it into a narrative. And then we think that we've figured it out. And we become the judge and jury.
Catherine Marshall had this practice that she did with her husband each night. She called it the Anything Against Anybody prayer. And they would sit down and they would wait on God and just say, Lord, do I have anything against anybody? Did I pick up any kind of offense today? And she said the Lord would bring to mind, well, you have a grudge against the little boy at the bus stop who pushed your daughter down, you know. And she would just realize, like, the tiniest little speck, she wanted to take care of it because she knew it would form into something later. And so they just sort of kept a clean slate before the Lord, kept their heart a really clean place. And as she was writing about that, she wrote, dropping personal judgments against others unloads us of tons of emotional debris. I think that's so good. And don't you think we are more prone to hasty judgments when we've already got a lot of that emotional debris cluttered up in our soul?
Absolutely. And, you know, I really experienced this when my daughter was, you know, dealing with her drug addictions, because there were people who would make judgments against our family. Mm-hmm. You know, we were a Christian family, and this wasn't supposed to happen to us. And there were people who would say, you know, there must be something going on in that family, or, you know, or they're handling it all wrong. They're doing all the wrong things. And they had no idea what we were doing and how much of it was bathed in prayer. You know, there are still people who I know judge our family because of this. Mm. We do that in the church way too much. You know, I had a pastor years ago who said that Christians should send an ambulance instead of a firing squad.
Wow, that's good. An offendable person, a highly offendable person, is like the other side of Velcro, like everything sticks to them.
Yeah.
But we've got to take care of this, because I think to keep people's pain separate from us, we like to tie it in a bow. I don't want to have to deal with what you're dealing with, so I'm going to make a formula and sum this thing up.